By Shabbos Birchos Rishchedesh Shvat, we're going to start the second chelik of Arocha Shlishis of Das Ksoiz Derocho, which deals with the chelik of how a person is misakin himself. First chelik of Arocha Shlishis was called Das Atzmenu, where we spent a substantial amount of time trying to figure out the things that cause us to do what we do, think, act, say, and all the forces which, competing forces inside of us, which cause us to live in this constant tug of war, which causes at the end of the day the lack of menuchas and nefesh, which causes the lack of simcha. And we saw all the way back in Elul that the goal this Marocha is to get to a place of Smach Bochor, that a person should get to Simcha in Torah, like Rashi says in Shabbos over there. We're going to start now the Chelik of Das Ksoiz Derochov. What's that Das Ksoiz Derochov? Why is the Tikkun called Das Ksoiz Derochov? Because a person gets a Tikkun by understanding the Drochim of Hashem and stelling through to it, becoming more Ruchniyazdik. Now, this Chelik of Das Ksoiz Derochov is really the central part of the Marocha Shlishis of Alei Shor. Every perek over here deals with a different tool of Tikkun Atzmenu. Now that we know what the Atzmenu is, we have some sort of vague idea, Midas, Dimyan, Yetzahara, Bechira, Kof, Nesham, a whole jumble on infinite levels. So he's going to lay out some sort of roadmap of Tikkun. Now, this Chelik of Das Ksoiz Derochov, how many prokem is it? It's 12, 13, yeah? So it's not like that. We don't have 12 weeks less, unless it's going to be Ibiyar. Which nobody said Amin, so I guess due to lack of interest, it won't be. It doesn't mean that after 12 weeks you're going to be misakin everything. Not after 12 years. But it's a roadmap for Avodah, and that's why, please don't ask me questions, well, should we do this or that? It's not a practical vat at all. It's ideas, it's a map, it's a sketch about how to go in the direction of tikkun, or which are the basic tools in the toolbox of a person who is sacking himself, this whole jumble that we'll start, Perek Rishon, Amud Kuf Samech Ches. Kol Adam Chayav L'Das. Every person has to know Shiyosh Lo Chashivas, but he has importance. Lo Chashivas Midona, not a fake Chashivas, Shu Machshiv Atzmoy Ba'atzmoy, the Alts from Zich because of Zich, Kefisha Mesil Sesharm Magdir as a Gaiva, where Mesil Sharm describes Gaiva. Lo Chashivas Balas Mashmois Amukavat Mizazaz. The Chashivas I'm talking about is something very deep, with tremendous Chashivas and shocking even. What is it? What is the chashivas that a person has? And I want to right away be magdim. He doesn't mean what's known belaz as self-confidence or self-esteem. That's not what he means. That's not what he means by chashivas. By the way, you hear the word chashivas, it means you have to feel good at yourself, you have to hold of yourself, self-esteem, self-confidence, vidikavosayhu. It's not what he means. It means something else completely. I'll tell you what he means. He quotes a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kolachot ve'echot chayiv lemer v'shvili nivro oilam. Every person is chayiv to say it's a Mishnah. The bottom of the Lam Zayin or Aleph. Kolachot ve'echot chayiv lemer v'shvili nivro oilam. Every person is chayiv to say the whole world was created for me. Rashi, kolemar. Choshev ani ko oilam molei. I am choshev like oilam molei. L'may naf kamina. So you're an oilam molei. So you're the whole world. Le etorid es atzi min oilam avera achas. Zakh the Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Lamed Zayin. L'may nafkamina of Bishvili Nivrad. You know what Bishvili Nivrad means? You're an animal. The Eibush would have created the world for you, just for you. The Eibush created the world for one person, for other reason. So Bishvili Nivrad means that I'm an Olam Molei. The Eibush created the world just for me. Now, most of the people present in this room don't believe it, by the way. The Eibush created the world just for you, for me. Yeah, for you, Bishvili, I got it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Chayiv Kol echad ve'echad chayiv leimer. We can argue about whether it's a deraisa or the rabbanon, but the Mishnah says chayiv. It's chayiv to say bishuli nevoilo. Person has to say that the whole world was created for me. I am an oilam molder. I'm a gansavelt. You listen to a light afkamina. What's the difference? You are the world. You're not the world. Who cares? So it's actually a shocking thought. I'm not going to take myself out of the world because of one avera. Now, what does it mean in oilam mole? What does that mean? Zakra al yeshur oilam mole. Very, very hard Hebrew over here. Zoihi chavayas chad pamyusay shel adam. I'll translate. It doesn't sound to you like Hebrew. It sounds to you like Greek. Chavayas means experience. And chad pamyusay means chad pami, like they have downstairs in the kitchen, is the unique one-time event of a human being. There was nobody like you, and there won't be anybody like you. It doesn't mean that no such that you told your chavusa that there was nobody, you told the guy this morning there was nobody like you ever. You're talking about something much deeper and much more shocking. You're an oilam mole. Oilam mole means that I am a complete world which is independent of anything going on around me. And he explains what that means. Ani, me, im amizu kam yuchacha kachoyse, with my unusual blend of kachos, ben lo isam alois, a son of parents, nerd of the tech, I was born in a certain history or prime place, sphere, environment. Bevade avoid the miuchedas motelas alai. Chelik miuchel di batera, have my chelik in Torah, the same chokere besera sacha. The whole habria mechakta li, and the whole bria is waiting to attack us, and I should do what I need to do. Ki as avoidosi, because my avoida leuchel lahachel from shum adam achavolam, I can't trade in with anybody else. So there, Zoy Chashivas, that's called being important. That's what's called being important. That's called Chashivas. What's called Chashivas? Chashivas is, Tevay Chashiv. What's Tevay Chashiv? Because somebody said you're that, somebody said you're that, or you think you're that, you hold up yourself. That's not Chashivas. That's a guy. Chashivas is that I recognize the unique, one time nature of myself. Now, why does the Al Yeshur call such a awareness and such a cognizance and such a recognition as shocking? Because it's shocking. Imagine that you'd be Adam Arishan. Okay? And Adam Ahran. Imagine you'd be the only person in the Bria. Bashili. Imagine you'd be the only one in the Bria. Another one. And the whole Bria is totally on you. So the Eilim agrees without a suffix, if you can picture it. The Eilim can't picture such a thing, because the Eilim doesn't really think the Eivishter would create the world just for you. But Naniach, you can skip over that obstacle and believe that Bishvili never Eilim. So the shocking nature of the word is, you understand that the mashmoyis of your actions, your machshav adibah maisa, is completely different. You're the only one left. You're the only one left. Imagine having in the animal kingdom, they have animals which are going extinct. It's one zebra left, let's say. One zebra left in the whole world. Oy, how they watch it, and they take care of it, and they protect it. It's the last zebra. Just imagine that you're the last human being around. Would you say, Lashon Hara? Interesting stuff, by the way. Imagine you're the only one in the world. Imagine that one of those Iranian nuclear missiles somehow sneak through the protective shield. And they land here, and you were pumped downstairs in the miklat, wearing his over disc of Al Yeshur. And you come up, and there's nothing left. All the schnitzel stores went away, and all the pizza stores, and falafel stores, and sushi stores, and bakeries, and pizza juice from 1, 2, 3, and 17. All the way through. And all the chalon stores, and all the pastrami stores, and the herring stores that sell pastrami. With mashke in between the herring and the pastrami. You come upstairs from the miklat, and there's nothing left. You find you're the only one left. You go to Shlivach Meyashon, nothing there. Looks like Gaza. What do you do? Would you say Lashon Hara? It means, first of all, nobody says Lashon Hara to, and nobody says Lashon Hara about. That's a problem, by the way. That's in Shkin 11. But, Abulutsu, would a guy do an Aveira? How about our brothers? Would we say brothers with a kavana? You're the only one left. You're the last zebra, yeah? He came up from the shelter, gone. Nobody left.
Yeah.
No reception, no cell phones, nothing. You're left. There's one or two Mishugayim who somehow in the Bezos Shlibuch survived their Holocaust, because there nothing seems to affect them. They're above time. They've been there, I'm here 40 years, they're just young as ever. They're above time. But that will make me that. You're the only guy left. How would you make a bracha? How would you daven Shmoneh Esrei? First, you daven slow, because you're not in a rush anywhere. There's nothing going on. There's nowhere to go, there's nowhere not to go. But how would the Olam have a mashmoyus for their chashivas, of their actions, if a person would really feel the experience, what he calls over here, chad pam yusei shel adam, you have a niche, you have a job to do in the Bria that never was before and never will be again. Our brachas would be different. That would give a shocking mashmoyus to our actions. Shocking. Our dibur, our maisa, what we think, what we do, every bracha we make. This is a zav bracha that nobody in the world is ever going to make. This is not the way. There never was such a thing. You're a mint edition. There never will be, there never will be. As he says, Shalah hayoyot kamaisa v'layiyah kamaisa tzav gadaris. So the bracha that you're going to make, nobody's ever going to make. You say, yeah, there's a thousand other guys in Shtibur. No. Your bracha, oil molly. It's very interesting. Rashi says, it's a Rashi. Why is it so chashu that I won't do even one avera? One avera, I won't do. Is that extremism? Teretz is because the hakara that I'm an oila mole, that bishvili never oila means I'm an oila mole. The Eberich would create the entire bria just for me. Because you are an oila mole. You have something that's different and unique. So what's the nafkamina? That's a shocking Rashi. It's like Rashi, my nafkamina, you won't do averas. Even one. You hear the lashon Rashi? Avera achas. By the way, this Rashi is a Moir de Gazach. People look for tricks, for aces, for tools, for your Shemayim. Rashi says, if you would be able to get to this awareness and this recognition that you are a one-time event, you're an Olam Moly, you're a whole world, an entire, complete world that's not dependent on anything else. You wouldn't do Averis. You won't do Averis. Because what is it? I'm the last zebra. The whole world's taller than me. All Elamas. Up and down and around. All Elamas. Everything's taller than me. Because I'm an Olam Moly, so there's a Givis Azach. That's Chashivas. That's real important. Everything else is baloney. Everything else is Sheker. Everything else is Dimian. Everything else is Gaiva. That's the chashivas. That's the chashivas. The chashivas is that what you're going to do, and by the way, it gives a different mashmoyus to the avera that a person does, gives a different mashmoyus to the mitzvahs that we do, to the meisim that we do, to the tefillahs that we do. And the Yetzer doesn't allow us to remember this thing, because we live in this huge cholom pot of the world, where we look at ourselves as extra change in the Bria. That's how most people look at themselves, by the way. They're like, they came along for the ride. The next guy is the guy who's Olam Mole, and you're Olam Chaser. And what are you doing over here? Not clear. Not clear what you're doing here. By the way, most people don't have chashivas, by the way. Most people walk around with a feeling of ver benich. What mashmoyos do my maise deeper machshava have? And Rashi says, Chai yiv adam loy b'shun. This is the first tool in Avodah Zarah, the first tool in Tikkun. If you don't get past this thing, if you can't get past this thing, if you can't get past the fundamental chashivas that a person has to what your actions are, what you do, then I believe that that's the shot, by the way, Shaykh. Yankovina went back for the Pachim Ketana. What does the Pasuk say over there? Ve'yvosu Yankov levadoi. This Pasuk is one of the most shocking Pasukim in the Torah. What does the Pasuk say there? Ve'yvosu Yankov levadoi, shochach pachim ktanim v'chozer aleihem.
Ve'yovei gishima ad lo'zei shachar.
the three events that happened in that pasuk. Let's analyze it. He went back to Pachim Tanim. Pachim Tanim is the ultimate example of Marushkei, things that have no value. Pachim Tanim. Second of all, there's a darg of Vayimos Yaakov Levadoi. Chazal Darshan. V'nizikov Hashem Levadoi Vayim Aru Yankovino got to the darg of Levadoi. And third of all, Yaakov Vekishim Ha'alas HaShachar always interested me. What does the darg of Levadoi, V'nizikov Hashem Levadoi, have to do with Pachim Tanim? What's the point there? I think the Pashim sounds like this. Chazal said that Levadoi doesn't mean that he was alone, he was lonely. It means then, after all the years of learning, he reached the Dargo of Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. What's Nizgav Hashem Levadoi? Nizgav Hashem Levadoi is that the Eibishter is unique. Levadoi is nothing else. A human being can get to a Dargo of Levadoi. Because without you have a chelak of a kaimim outside of you, you have a spark of the Eibishter inside of you. So you have something which is echad yachud v'miyuchud. You have a levadei kite. You have something which is alone, separate, unique, levadei. Yankov Avinu got to the darg of levadei, that I am a freestanding, unique entity. Ad kedei kach, they got to such a shlemus in that darg, the Chazal compared it to the levadei of the Eibishter. Can you imagine? This is Gav Hashem levadei, you all know the song. Levadei, here Maisa, a human being, can get to the dargo of levadoi of the Eibishter, v'nizik of Hashem levadoi. Yeah, because you have inside of you that means the chashivas that Rav Volbe is speaking about over here in Ali Shore. It's not a fake thing. It's not a psychological thing. It's not the type of trick that Rebbeim in America used to use. That when a bocher came to them depressed, they would tell them write on a little tzetel of 10 milers that you have. We stopped all those games already. They didn't work. They chopped down forests of trees to produce these pieces of paper. But that's not real chashivas. The real chashivas is the levadoi. And where does it come from? It comes from the fact that you have a spark of the Eibishter inside of you. You have a spark of the neshama that's unique, because the Eibishter is unique, and you have that chilek of godliness inside of you. V'nizkav Hashem levadoi. I was thinking always, I don't know if it's bad, I never saw it anywhere, but I don't know if it's supposed to say. I think that's the Pashim Shah Pachim Tanim. What's Pachim Tanim? Pachim Tanim is Narishkei. Things which have no meaning, right? They're trivial. So what gives meaning to trivial actions? What gives meaning to trivial actions? Pachim Tanim. It's nothing. It's Pachim Tanim. What gives meaning to the small actions that we do is the levadoi. If you recognize that you're levadoi, if you get to a darga of levadoi, if you get to a darga of b'shvili nivro olam, so then everything has meaning. Because there's never going to be a combination of Pachim Tanim and Yankov Avinu. This is your topic. What you're going to do with the Pachim Tanim, nobody else is going to do. It's a trivial zach. It has no meaning. Well, it does have meaning. Because it's you. Because it's levadoi. And there's nobody else is going to do with these Pachim Tanim what you could do. So somebody who lives in a darga of levadoi is not mevato on anything. He's not mevato on Pachim Tanim. He's not mevato on the small things. Because he understands that everything that he says and does and thinks has mashmoyus. Even Pachim Tanim. So the Pachim Tanim appears by Yankov Avinu, dafka in the makom of levada, dafka when he reaches that darg of uniqueness and specialness and one-timeness, we'll call it bad English, I can't remember what the right word is, then anything has a mashmoyus. If everybody's doing the same things, he'll do the Pachim Tanim, I'll do the big projects. So some people only deal with, okay, I spoke to somebody, so he wants to fix clients. Really. Fine. It was just a long day already. I didn't have patience for him. He wants to fix things. He doesn't deal with Pachim Tanim. He's not nice to his wife, kids. No, that doesn't bother him. Davening also not. That's not so important. Other people will daven. He's a leader. Pachim Tanim is not for him. Levadoi. You know what you do with Levadoi? What do you do with Levadoi? Agavino got to the Spitz dagger that he got in his life. V'nizikav Hashem Levadoi. Chazal Mekabla, that he got to a dagger that Levadoi carries. You know, Rabbi Yochum describes that that's the darga of a ben Torah, the levadoi, above everything, separate from everything, unique from everything, not totally in anything. What do you do with the big levadoi? He got to a darga that he was doing to the Eibishter. He went to Pachim Tanim. It's not a waste of an opportunity. He should have, I don't know, set up some international organization for Kiyur V'chokim, Hasmozi, Iyun, Bekiyus. Araisa, Dirshu, Dafyemi, and Hatzolz Nefosh is all wrapped into one. Lev Lachim, Lev Shemeah, Kufa Seir, everything, all at once. Levadoi! Like Abraham, he went to get pick a platen panim. That's what he did with Levada, yeah. Because that's what you do with Levada. Because if you're Levada, and if you're unique, there's no chilek between the Pachim Tanim and the Pachim Beil. It's all the same thing. It's all your unique Avoida and your unique Tikkun. The Alishur claims that if you don't get this clear, if you don't get this straight, you can't be misakin yourself. Because the primary tool to go make a Tikkun in all the things that we spoke about in Das Asmenu is to know who you are. So if you know who you are and you know the mashmoyos of your actions, so your sumeran, the seitev, is completely different. It's powerful. It's unique. It's endless. And if you don't get this, so then nothing has any value anyway. So you can't begin the rest of it. You can't come to the rest of the Das Kseis Zerachov. The first and primary and most important tool is Chayiv Adam Loimer B'Shvili Nivra Olam. Shak Nizach, Tzachiv and Chazal, Tzachiv. Tzachiv, B'Shvili Nivra Olam. Most people are worried about doing it because they're worried they're going to become Bali Gaiva. So I just want to tell you, don't have to worry. It's Rosena. You're not going to become Bali Gaiva, I promise. It's good, yeah? Chazal say, Chayiv is your own, you're not becoming Bali Gaiva. Because intrinsically in the words Nivra lies the prescription medicine for Gaiva. You were created, so what are you thinking about Gaiva about? It says Nivra, it's really Nivra. There's a boire, so anyway, you're here as a nivra. The ikar problem with Balgaiva is a guy who thinks he created himself, he brought himself into the world. What the Mesil Shem calls machshiv atzmoi be'atzmoi. Ah, zag yishmak aloshen. Halt von sich von sich. You hold that your episode on the yomer here. You and the Eibishter are not exactly equal. But yeah, he's hard. You're like his sub. Gaiva means that I created myself. Gaiva means I brought myself into the world. Gaiva means there's no boyri. So Bishuli never Nivra is not a steer of the Gaiva Fakar. It's the antidote to Gaiva. I was created. Now go find out for what? The whole thing. I got to Oilam Molly. So Rashi, the Nakamani, is Blay Torah, Salah, Babera Achas.